And then I was first out. We were nearest the door. Yeah. And it's just a situation. You sort of slide forward. The door's already been opened. And within a second or two, you're out. You haven't got time to panic.
John was putting himself through this for Blackpool-based charity Homestart, which helps underprivileged people in the seaside town.
1 minute you're in, next minute you're out. And then I suppose the first thing is the noise hits you because you're travelling. You know, you're dropping, obviously, at whatever, 100-odd mile an hour.
In his younger years, John was an established Northwest table tennis player and has played the game that he loves for almost 50 years, competing for a variety of different clubs across the Fylde Coast. But since he's been retired, he prefers to bat for his local charity.
I like it because it relates to people literally in Blackpool, Fylde and Wyre. So you do feel you're benefiting people who live locally. They give great support to families, children, where people really need a shoulder to sort of lean on.
CEO of Homestart, Pat Naylor, believes that the last few years has made the role of the organisation even more crucial in supporting the community.
Coming out of lockdown, ideally it would have been lovely for everyone to try and start to build their lives again and start to go out. But then all this is happening with money. People are just worrying and so that's one of the main reasons people are referred. It's usually around anxiety and mental health, really struggling.
With Homestart receiving no government funding, it's up to volunteers to keep the charity afloat. And the fundraising will continue into 2023, with an abseil down Blackpool Tower being discussed. But John may need some convincing.
They're talking about doing it next year. I may have recovered by then of doing this parachute jump. So it's a possibility, but not a great one at the moment.
So Homestart will be hoping that John can climb to great heights and continue to support their charity.